Well, good morning. What a wonderful time it is to be in the presence of God, even though it might be different than what we're used to. But God is good. Amen. I want to welcome you this morning to Bethel United Methodist Church online worship service. We have announcements that we'd like to make all the time, and we have time that we spend for birthdays and anniversaries and things like that. And if you have an announcement, please send it to me or send it to Phil. You can send it to me at 591-9785 or my email, wrightstone@embarkmail.com. It's also marked in the bulletin, and we hope and pray that we can come together again soon in person. But we do have birthdays to celebrate, and I know of one, and if there's others, we will celebrate with you in a virtual sense. But the one that I really, really like is Sylvia Marsh, 94 years old, today, Sunday, April 24th. Phil has went back in the archives, and he's put on the website pictures of Sylvia from time that she either came to the church or sometime close, and it's just a wonderful tribute to Sylvia's 94th birthday. I had the honor and the pleasure of visiting Sylvia this week and taking her a little gift of banana bread that my wife had made for her, and a little tube of hand lotion and a birthday card. And we visited with Sylvia and Doug and Debbie Marsh. Sylvia is now living with Doug, because he can't go to the nursing home to visit her, so he brought her to his house so that he can look after her. What a wonderful, wonderful thing. And most of you know, Judy is a retired hairdresser. She don't do hair for the public, but she has been known to cut hair for the youth and different things, and she managed to be able to cut Sylvia's hair when we visited. And I come to find out that hair doings for ladies are real important. So we were honored and blessed to be able to do that. So we want to sing happy birthday for Sylvia and any others that are having birthdays this week. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. We love you all and pray that you have many, many more. And we also lift up anniversaries. I don't know of any anniversaries. Nobody had let me know anything. But in case you do have an anniversary of any kind, we want to celebrate that also. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Well, it's a wonderful time in the Lord, and hope and pray that we can get together again in person. I do go to the church every Sunday. I'm there by 11 o'clock, and I do get a few people that come. And we had never shut down the church. It's never been a law. It's never been anything. So I go to the church every Sunday just in case somebody wants to come and pray and have fellowship. And we play the recorded service, and we just have a good time. I signed up for Governor DeSantis' Faith Initiative, so I stay in tune with whatever's going on that the governor's announcing, and he made a specific statement. He had never said to close the church, only practice guidelines, and that's what we do. So hope and pray that we'll see you soon, and hope and pray that you're enjoying the messages online. God bless you. Debbie McCoy also had a special announcement that follows this announcement, and you'll see it on the menu thing. This is Announcement Sunday for all the pastors of the United Methodist Church, whether we're going to go or stay. But Debbie has that announcement, and it's right after our normal announcement. So stay tuned and click on Special Announcement.